this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Market Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yeah, here we go once again. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, standing by. Well, we did not finish our topic. Welcome to the show, by the way. If you missed last time, I tend to forget some people tune in the second hour of the show, and they're not obviously part of the first hour. If you missed the first hour, our topic had to do with gifting. We sort of ran out of time going to the top of the hour, so we're going to continue that topic and get a little bit more into the idea of gifting and some of the potential gifts you could give, including using some form of life insurance. And we had a couple emails which we'll get to on our gifting topic just from last hour. So we'll get to all that stuff, they say, coming up here in just a little bit. If you want to take part in the program, you can call right now because we got all the lines open for you. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Does not have to be on the gifting topic. Can be on anything that you like, anything that's on your mind. We've got some Social Security questions to get to as well. So whatever happens to be on your mind with regard to your finances, with regard to your retirement, can you get there from here? Ask that question. We're here. In fact, Professor Plum has a calculator in hand, ready to do some calcs for you if you like. 877-PLANNER. That's our number on the air, 877-PLANNER. And, of course, we'll get to some of your emails as well. A few more to get to here this hour. Go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com, and you'll see a link there that says Find Your Answer, which is what you do on this program. We will answer your questions. You can also speak with Professor Plum off the air, as a lot of people have done, and you can also do so, whether it's with Professor Plum or one of the other Lucia Capital Group advisors. They're all standing by to help you out. 800-644-1150, the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. You know, these topics we talk about on this program, we get into them with callers for maybe 2 or 3 minutes, only have time to scratch the surface. You want to get into the details and talk about your financial plan, how it impacts you, how your retirement needs to last, your money needs to last through the length of your retirement. Could be 30 years, you don't know, or more. It's important that your money lasts at least as long as you do, and maybe have some left over for the heirs. 800-644-1150. We're all about strategy. We're all about planning. This is all we do. 800-644-1150. That's the number at Lucia Capital Group. And again on the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. So we did cover a little bit of the gifting topic last hour, Professor Plum. Now, there are some of the higher-end estate planning issues for people who actually may have a gift tax issue. To go over this again, if you are a married person, well, every individual has, we'll call it $5.5 million of room, of stuff that they can have.
Either value that they can transfer either during their life or their death, without a tax, without a gift tax during their life, without an estate tax. And then we're talking about the federal limit. Individual states may have different rules, and
some do.
Many individual states do have different rules. We're talking about the federal level, the gift and estate tax. They are coordinated. You can give it away during your lifetime. You can give it away your death. There's a certain amount combined. Right now, that certain amount is $5 million, just shy of $5.5 million, $5.49. That as long as you give away less than that during your life or at death, no tax.
No. Now, once you get into the tax portion of it, the taxes on the gift that you give, this is we're talking about the person who is the actual giver. The receiver of the gift, in almost every instance, does not have to pay any gift taxes. We'll go back to that lottery winner in Massachusetts. Remember her? Yes. Who ultimately, I think, took home, was it $358 million, something like that.
That was the lump sum amount?
I believe after taxes. It was 400 some odd million. It was 400 some odd million before taxes, and 350, whatever it was. I mean, it's a lot of dough.
Call it 300.
I don't care. I'll take 300. I'll take 350. I don't care. It's a lot of money. So let's say that she's got some folks who all of a sudden want to be her best friend. And let's say that she decides, okay, yeah, they are my best friend, as a lot of these lottery winners do. And they say, okay, well, you know what? I think Aunt Jane over here needs $1 million.
New house. I'm going to buy $1 million house.
Right. And so I really want to take care of my coworker, Fred, over here, who was really nice to me.
Another $1 million house.
Here's $1 million. And so next thing you know, and by the way, this is not uncommon, not so much among lottery winners, but athletes especially, who find themselves with a $30 million bonus or something. Okay. They start giving away some of their money. Because she says, well, you know, I got $300 million. Let's say I give away $50 million and I keep $250 for myself. I'll be a nice person.
Even if I gave away $250 and kept $50 for myself.
Whatever.
I'll be fine.
Whatever it is. Okay, well, but here's the deal, though. You start giving away these million-dollar
chunks,
and I believe she's single. So in her case, she's got $5.5 million that she can give away during her life or at death, but she's going to do this during her life in our scenario.
Over and above the $14,000 a year. Okay, we know that.
Forget the $14,000.
She's already given the $14,000. That's the pocket change for her.
Right. That doesn't matter for our purposes. She's given away. She took 11. Well, no, in her case, it would be, you know, 5.5 people.
Yeah.
Call it 6. She's given away $6 million, you know, in our scenario, within 2 weeks to people who she just wanted to be nice. Now, here's the problem with that. If you want to call it a problem.
So she gave each person $1,014,000.
All right, let's be exact.
So we've given the $14,000 away and another million to each of those six individuals.
Right, so now the seventh person comes by with their hand out and says, hey, remember when I, you know, changed your flat tire in the church parking lot all those years ago in the rain? I think that's worth $1 million. And she says, yeah, you're probably right. Okay, I'm going to give you, here's $1 million for you because I'm a nice person. Well, here's the problem with that. She's already given away. She's used up her $5.5 million.
Now she's $1.5 million over.
She's $1.5 million over. So she gives this person $1 million, but now the IRS, Professor Plum, is going to come a-knocking.
Right. And when she, and they'll either come a-knocking or she's going to file a tax return, a gift tax return, and say that I've given away $7 million over and above the $14,000 a year, and the tax on that is $600,000. So write Uncle Sam a check for $600,000. But wait a minute. That doesn't seem right. I just gave each person $1 million. It's not that big of a deal. I've got 300 of them. I can.
Oh, man.
It is a big deal. They want their result.
Right.
Well, then I'll just wait and I'll die with the money. Well, then they want 40% of that too.
And by the way, if there's, you know, $300 million by the time you die and you don't give any more away and you're back up to $300 million, which is not all that, you know, difficult to do if you live a while, they're going to take probably 40%, $120 million away.
The estate's going to have to pay
a
tax.
So once you're over that, the point is, once you're over this $5.5 million per person, if you any money you give away, you better add on 40%.
Once you pass the $5.5 million,
right?
Those gifts became more expensive.
So if I give away another $1 million, it's going to cost me an extra $400,000 that I've got to pay. It's going to cost me $1.4 million,
and that's just for the federal level. But yeah, to give you $1 million after I've already given my kids and everything else, it's going to cost me $1.4 million. I don't know. The million was okay. $1.4 million. I'm just not. You're not worth it. I'm not there. I'm not going there.
Well, and in that case, I would say, well, if you give me the million, I'll hand you $400 back. I'll keep $600,000 for myself. Can I do that?
Yeah, I'm just
saying. Listen, I'm gifting it back, isn't it?
Yeah, but you're well under the $5,400,000.
Well, I am. Yeah. So anyway, okay, so that's how that works. Professor, when you get into these higher end, you know, once you've used up, let's say, your credit, then you're going to have to start getting into some estate planning issues, correct?
Oh, have you? Yeah, I was speaking with somebody the other day who's worth, roughly $20 million single individual, and they were like, what can we do? How can we reduce the potential estate tax? They're looking at a tax of 40% on $15 million. It's a pretty good-sized tax, $6 million.
Sure.
If they were to die now. And they're not the most crazy people in the world, person in the world. So their money is actually growing, and they're not that old. And that estate could be worth $30, $40 million by the time they die. And they're saying, do I really want to make Uncle Sam my favorite charity?
And that's exactly what can happen, because the estate tax really goes up a lot.
Well, it's 40% of every new dollar they show on their net worth. And some people have an estate tax. They don't even know it, potentially. A single individual, he's got a lot of life insurance. He or she's got a lot of life. They may be worth $3 million, but they've got $4 million of life insurance on them for whatever reason, to pay for their kids or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, they're not worth $3 million. They're worth $7 million now.
Because you have to add the life insurance proceeds.
If I own a life insurance policy, then I'm the owner. I control it. I dictate who gets the money. I control the beneficiary. That's going to be included in my estate when I die. That could put me over the limit. So I could actually end up owing taxes on the death benefit that was payable to my estate, or to my, because I'm in control of it. So how do we get around that?
If you're in that situation, well, try to get married. At least maybe you can double up your exemption. All right, 877-PLANNER. We'll talk more. If you've got questions or anything else, give us a call. We're here to help you out when we come back.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy: your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now, 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum, representatives.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Home Defense ready-to-use 1-gallon perimeter spray, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, or 10-pound bag is your choice, 2 for just $10. Making bugs disappear is quite a trick. Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone can knock out over 100 types of insects. Money in your pocket, fewer pests in your home and lawn. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone. Your choice, 2 for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 6th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
On the program, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We'll take more of your calls right now, and we will, I noticed as I'm looking through the emails that we had a couple questions on the idea of gifts and making gifts. A couple of interesting questions, and ones that I think pertain to quite a few people. So while the $11 million, you know, deal is really more of a high-end estate planning, yeah, it is. We didn't get into, by the way, the irrevocable life insurance trust issue. I don't know if we will. Islets.
Yeah, I mean, you can use them. People will use them for control issues, even when they're not in a large taxable estate issue.
Yeah. So we might cover that. But most of us, just the bottom line on the gifting part was most of us are not going to have to worry about
that's my goal.
Tax.
My goal is to have to worry about it. Have to have a net worth between my wife and I where giving too large of a gift could potentially be an issue.
That's right.
That's my goal.
I want to be meeting with an estate planning attorney who says you are going to wind up probably paying some gift tax. There's just no way around it.
Well, that'd be nice too, because that means I'm inheriting. I want them to say your kids are going to have to worry about paying an estate tax.
Oh, that. Okay. All right. Well, the kids, how the heck of them? Let them worry about it. I'm kidding, of course. 877-PLANNER. All right. Let's go to Let's go next to where? Austin in Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Austin.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
I have, for the last couple of 2 or 3 years, been converting from my traditional IRA into Roth, using up the 15% bracket. And you had a very good discussion on Friday's show about when it may be beneficial to actually step into the 25% bracket, if I understood you correctly.
And in one case, yes, it did.
Yeah. Okay, and I wondered if you would just be kind enough to glance at my scenario and let me know if I should consider that 25% bracket.
Sure. How old are you?
56.
Are you working right now?
No, I am not. My wife is.
And what's the household income?
AGI, about 75.
Okay, so we got $20,000 room in the 15. How large is your IRA and hers?
We have total deferred of 962,000 in qualified plans.
Okay, and will we have any pensions and things of that nature?
No pensions.
Okay, and when is she going to retire?
Well, she enjoys working, so probably another 8 or 9 years.
Okay. And so in the meantime, we're not worried about other incomes or anything. So if we fast forward 10 years, you're retired, she's going to be retired, your $900,000 IRA, you're pulling $20,000 off the top of it each year, so that's not even potentially the growth of it each year. So it's going to grow a little bit, so it may be worth $1 million, $3 million, $4 million, $5 million over that time, even doing the conversions that you're doing, right?
Right.
So call it $1.5 million for easy math. It's just for the fun of it, right?
Okay.
That's $60,000 in required minimum distribution.
Correct.
How much will your Social Security be?
Combined $53,000.
Okay, at $53,000, your Social Security with $60,000 of other income, a big chunk of it's going to be taxable. So depending upon what they do with the tax brackets, it's unlikely that you're going to be in the 25% bracket with $60,000 of RMD, and even if it was $30,000, $40,000 of your Social Security being taxable, you know, in today's world, that's still the 15% bracket, and the true effective cost of that dollar, of that, especially the last $5,000 or $10,000, is like a 27.5% bracket when you consider that you're paying tax on the Social Security that you wouldn't have otherwise paid. So am I really that thrilled about going into a 25% bracket today to avoid a 27.5% bracket in the future? It's not a big enough thing for me to worry about. If you wanted to say, I want to make sure that it comes down lower, especially for a survivor, then you could start doing it. But I don't see a huge push. Where we were looking Friday was the person was in an effective cost of 46 cents on the dollar for every dollar of RMD they were taking, or that last dollar of RMD they were taking. So using a 25% bracket today to avoid a 46% cost in the future made sense. Using a 25% bracket today to avoid a 27.5% cost in the future, there's some marginal efficiency to it, but I'm not super hyped about paying the taxes today. Me personally, I would want to see what they're doing if they do anything with tax reform. I'd continue doing what you're doing, definitely using the 15% bracket, and continue doing that. But I'd want to see what they do with tax reform to see where I'm really going to potentially be 9-10 years from now.
Understood. So just continue to max out the 15% bracket and just sit tight to see what tax reform looks like.
Right. Unless you really feel that you're going to be in a higher bracket than what I was talking about. You think that they're going to lower the 15% thresholds. They're going to change the 15 to a 20% threshold. If you think they're going to really hit somebody in that $90,000 to $100,000 range 10 years from now, which is like a $60,000 to $70,000 range today, I don't think you're on the target bubble.
Well, our taxable portion of our portfolio is about 825. So if I'm getting qualified dividends, then that's irrelevant because they're 15% bracket, right?
Well, if you use the 15% all the way up, and assuming we continue to have that 10, 15 years from now, if we've used up the entire 15, and that's where it's kind of a conjecture of it depends on what they do with that 15% bracket. But at worst case, then that becomes 15%. Or if they keep the same tax structure we have right now. I just think we're in a little bit of a limbo right now. So this year, until we get further clarification, I would continue doing what you're doing. There's
Sounds
not
great.
Enough there to compel me to go and pay a bunch of taxes today.
Thank you very much for the clarification, Rick. I really appreciate it.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Austin. I appreciate the questions. And, yeah, I mean, if it's a push where you pay the same now or later, why pay them now? Wait and see what happens, right?
It's just... I don't know what they're going to do. They're not going to make Social Security less taxable. They're not going to make it more taxable because of the way they've set it up to begin with. It all depends on where those brackets ferret out.
Well, that's the thing, because brackets go up as the years go on.
Oh, they do, and it's a matter of where will the... Right now, the 15% income bracket ends with taxable income a little over $75,000. Well, that $75,000 could be $85,000, $90,000 10 years from now if they just continue doing what they're doing. Maybe it's a little higher. I don't know what they're going to do. They've talked about expanding the 15% bracket. They've talked about expanding the standard deduction. They've talked about a lot of things. And if he were in a higher bracket than he's in, if his income was in, he wouldn't have been asking about the 15% bracket, but... I don't think he's got the target on his back as much as somebody who's in the 150 or above range. Either
so
now
somebody
or
in the high 25 or the 28, whatever.
They have targets on their back where they may see their income tax brackets go up. I know that with some of the proposals that they've talked about, the standard deduction, the limiting or the phasing down of the mortgage interest deduction, the taking away of the state income tax deduction, the property tax deduction, all of those would hurt me. My taxes would go up. I mean, no question. It's a matter of where, what is the tax reform actually going to do? What's going to happen?
And how may, nothing may happen. Nothing may happen.
And they may not be able to get anything through.
What are the odds, huh? But you never know. I mean, every once in a while you have, you know, it seems like about every 20, 30 years you have these sweeping tax reform packages. And we are right about at that 30-year mark, come to think of it. All right, but that's not a prediction. I'm just saying these things happen. Okay, 877-PLAN. We had some emails to get to, a couple of gifting questions, and more of your phone calls. Get on board. Brain Trust standing by here from Lucia.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum. Email us, get a couple emails here in just a moment. Go to our website, wealthed.com, where you can also find the webinar. It's going to be up there for a little while longer. I don't know how long. It's just they'll just spring it on us and say it's no longer there. But you may want to take advantage of it while you can. You can go online to find the 9 vital steps to navigating Social Security. And it's put together here with, starring Professor Plum and Ray Lucia Jr. Talk about all the crucial steps, the things that you need to know in order to sort of at least initially get into the Social Security world. We're not going to tell you everything because there are so many exceptions. Does it seem, Professor Plum, like no matter what question or situation you come up with Social Security, there are two or three ifs or ands that go along with it.
I mean, everyone has an if, and, or but. I mean, should you take it at 62, 66, 67, 70, any of the months in between? Should you try to do a restricted application? Are you old enough? How long are you going to live? The biggest one is how long might you live? And that's, fortunately, I think, a question that most people cannot answer. Hopefully you can't.
How long are you going to live? No, you don't want to answer that. But yes, of course, but there are certain things that you need to understand. First of all, you need to understand about full retirement age, what that means to you. You need to understand how the reduction happens
Benefit's calculated to the basics, not obviously the...
No, you don't want the formula. It doesn't matter with that. But you got to understand that you'll take a reduction if you take your benefit before full retirement age and after. That full retirement age...
What is full retirement age?
Well, that's it. A good portion of Social Security sort of centers around what your full retirement age is. Because once you hit your full retirement age, not as many doors open up as they used to, but still a lot of doors open up. Right. You can continue to work and make as much as you want and not have to give any of it back.
And that's the age where the benefit is actually calculated.
Yes.
And if you take it before that, they reduce it. If you take it after that, they enhance it.
Right. And some people can take a restricted application starting at full retirement age under certain circumstances.
Still.
For a little while. A couple more years, that'll be allowed. You can
turn 62 this year, don't count on it. You turned 62 last year. Don't count on it.
Exactly. You can suspend your benefits if you want.
Doesn't do you any good.
No.
There are times where that can actually work in your favor.
Well, you can, but it could. Maybe you took your benefits at 62, but you decided at age 66 that you don't need them for a while, and you're gonna you've done the calculations, and you see that it makes sense to suspend them until 70, and that your break-even age is...
Started at 62, you had kids under the age of 18, and they got a benefit from 60. Now that you're 66, the kids are 18 or older, they're not getting a benefit. You want to get a little bit bigger benefit for either yourself for the rest of your life or your spouse? Time to maybe suspend.
So the whole point, right, the whole point is to understand at least some of the basics of this. If you go to wealthed.com right now, the webinar is there. It's free. Just follow the instructions. The login instructions, and then once you do that, you can watch it anytime you want, on demand. It's totally up to you. Learn about the 9 vital steps in navigating Social Security. You can go there right now, as a matter of fact, although at wealthed.com, but make sure you keep watching or listening to our show. That's vital, I would say. Okay, Barbara, call us back. I know you had a question on Social Security. In the meantime, I want to get to a couple of these emails on gifting. We were talking about that earlier in the hour, and the last hour as well. Two that I've gotten in within the last 45 minutes, or half hour rather. One is from Aaron in Salt Lake City, Utah, who says, are gifts to trusts reportable to the IRS? I made an $11,000 gift to a trust in 2015, and since it was under the $14,000 limit, I didn't think I needed to file a gift tax return. But an accountant friend told me that since the gift doesn't have a, quote, present interest, in other words, the beneficiaries, my kids, don't have the right to it, any right to it until later, then I should have reported it on my 2015 tax return. Is there any truth to that?
I don't think that that's the way it works. I think the fact that if you have a trust that's for the benefit of the kids, most of the time we see this, it's a form of an insurance trust, irrevocable life insurance trust. And what they'll do is they'll give the kids the right to withdraw the money. They're called crummy powers, C-R-U-M-M-E-Y, not B-Y. And it comes from a court case back in New York. But it gives them the right to withdraw it within a 30-day period of time. And if they don't withdraw it, then it stays in the trust to be managed according to the trust. And that makes it a present value gift. But if you make a gift and it's not of a present interest, it's not a present gift. And so if it's not a present gift, I don't know anywhere on the tax return to report a not present value gift, not a current gift. So I don't know what the gentleman's talking about. I would get a second opinion from another tax accountant that knows about gifting. And I'd want to look at what you set up, why you set it up the way you set it up. As I mentioned, with most irrevocable trusts for benefit of the kids, they're usually funded at death, and they're for control issues, or they're funded annually, but you're given control to them just on that one. So I'm given, $11,000 to the trust, two kids are the beneficiaries, $5,500 to each kid. We give them that's usually used to buy life insurance to create a large estate for them outside of my estate, away from me. I'm not the owner of it. That little discussion I had earlier where it added to my estate, I'm not the owner of the insurance. I don't control who the beneficiary is. I'm just making a gift to the trust, and what the trust does with the money is up to the trust. And I'm not the trustee. And so and as long as the kids have the right to withdraw it, at least for a short period of time, it's a present value gift, everything's fine. Unless there's a specific reason for setting it up the way you set it up, I'd want to talk to an accountant,
would it
an
hurt
estate
to,
planning attorney to do it.
Would it hurt to just file a Form 709 just to...
But I didn't make a gift.
Yeah.
I don't want to use my gift tax exclusion up when I'm not making a gift.
That's true, although if you're never going to use it up...
Because it's an annual gift.
If you're never going to use it up, or maybe you will someday.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on in their case. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
No. No. Huh.
Now, a lot of people say, well, I don't want to give the kids the right to,
Well, that may be the case here.
Well, then you need to
set
access it up
the money, because the kids may be young. I don't know.
But most of the time you're setting it up, and whoever's the guardian of the kids is supposed to do with that money what's best for the kids. And basically, if I put the money in there and it's to buy a life insurance policy that pays off when I die or my wife and I die, the best thing for those kids would be to leave it in there in many cases, because the payoff is so much better with the tax-free death benefit than what they could earn on it right now.
Oh, sure.
And they don't want to tick off the gold, the goose. If I'm dealing with my 18, 20, 25-year-old kids and we're saying, hey, we're setting up some estate planning issues, this is going to be put in place, you guys are going, here's what's going on, da, 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 da. And they start taking the money out of the trust after I set it up for a different reason, I don't have to make the gift anymore.
Oh, you mean you can hold them hostage in a way.
And if that gift stops coming in, that life insurance stops too. That's a very short-sighted withdrawal of money from the trust.
Well, of course, kids. I don't care. I want it now. Right?
You've probably
seen that situation.
I don't know that I've actually seen somebody that short-sighted.
Even kids?
Even younger adults?
Kids. Yeah, interesting.
Well, 14s don't have the right. They have a...
Oh, no, that's true. Yeah, yeah. So you're talking... Well, anyway.
To their trustee, their guardian.
Right, yeah. Well, that'll be interesting. Okay, one more question on gifting. 877-PLANNER. This came in a little while ago from Karen in Scottsdale, Arizona. Is paying tuition for someone a taxable gift? Question one. And what about making contributions to a 529 plan? So first of all, paying tuition for someone a gift has to be done correctly.
Well, let's go to the 529 first. When I put money into a 529 plan, that is a gift for that individual. Now, we can put in quite a bit of money, and we actually are using this year's exemption and five more years of exemptions to be able to put, $70,000-$80,000 into a 529 today.
Can you do up to 5 years?
Up to 5 years. And but I can't do it again next year. because I've already used the $14,000 annual exclusion for next year. Because I used it this year by putting in, what's 14 times?
$70,000.
$70,000. Boy, I should have been able to do that in my head.
Even I knew that one.
Sorry. I put $70,000 in today. That's my $14,000 limit for the next 5 years. I can't then put another $70,000 in for that same child next year.
Because you
don't have any limit left.
Right. And if somehow you die before the, as I recall, if you die before the 5 years is up, and you have enough money, they might count that 14.
Yeah, they'll bring it back.
The remaining years.
Just whatever. Just live and don't worry about it.
Doesn't matter.
But on the other side, if I am actually paying the tuition for somebody, I'm writing a check to the school, to the educational institution. That's not a taxable gift. That's not a non-taxable gift either. It's a non-event when it comes to this transfer of assets issue. It's not part of the $14,000 annual exemption, and it's not part of my taxable exemption. Or a taxable gift area. It's not technically a gift. Same thing for paying somebody's medical bills. If I write the check directly to the doctor, I pay the bills, I pay the hospital, whatever the case may be, that does not count as a gift at all to the beneficiary of that issue. It's a way around the $14,000 and or the taxable gift rules. It's so paying tuition. Now, if I give money directly to the individual who turns around and writes a check for the exact same amount to the school.
Well, now you've not.
I haven't
followed the rules.
I didn't pay the tuition. I gave them a gift.
That became a gift.
That's their money. They chose to use it to pay education because otherwise they knew they wouldn't get another one. But that's a gift because it stopped off in their account.
Yep.
I have to pay the school directly to avoid that.
You pay the school directly, then the person, the recipient of this gift, quote-unquote.
Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to luciacap.com, luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Home Defense ready-to-use 1 gallon perimeter spray, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. Making bugs disappear is quite a trick. Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone can knock out over 100 types of insects. Money in your pocket, fewer pests in your home and lawn. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 6th, U.S. only. See store for details.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from a best business source. BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Told you at the top of the show, but many of you probably weren't listening or watching at that time. We're talking gifting earlier in the show, and coming up on this program tomorrow, we will get into, if we have time, now we're also going to have Gene Pastula in to talk about insurance, but this may all tie together, bonds and fixed income investments. Bonds and fixed income investments. And, of course, Professor Plum, a lot of people have the standard stock bond allocation. 60-40.
Stock, bond, cash.
Stock, bond, cash. 60-30-10, or whatever it is. 50-40-10, something. We see that a lot. That seems to be fairly generic. The stock portion, let's say somebody's got a 60-40, and I'm not sure I'd recommend this, but 60-40 stock, bond allocation, and their stock portion's been doing really well, but their bonds, just aren't keeping up.
Well, 10-year Treasury's still 2.17-ish.
It's just not doing anything. Yeah. And you're concerned because you look at the market and you say, wow, how long is this bull market going to last? All right, it's been a great run. I've done some value averaging. I've done this, and I'm, you know, setting myself up. But the problem is, what about the other side of this? what's going to happen? And so I've got my bonds. I've got 40% of my money in bonds for whatever reason. And what's going to happen if interest rates start to go back up again? Well, Professor Plum, that's the dilemma that a lot of people have.
Right. I mean, like I mentioned a minute ago, the 10-year Treasury is sitting under 2.2%. And if rates go up, you're probably not, well, you won't even earn that much.
No.
You'd be lucky to get a little bit less than that. Maybe you'll get something close to that if you hold on to it for 10 years, but you're going to see your value drop in the early years. So how do I try to get a 2% rate of return, 3% rate of return, something that is better than that particular rate of return with maybe less risk? And that's what we're looking at trying to accomplish.
Well, that's sort of the, it's not a dilemma, but it's a challenge. And I had a stat, I don't know what I did with
it. I was talking to some money management people the other day, and you know, we're talking about interest rates rising. And you know, at some point that we do anticipate them going up. In the beginning of this year, the odds of a rate increase at the September Fed meeting was pretty good. There was a pretty good...
Well, I think it was almost certain, right?
And the individual I was speaking with was saying that the odds, the market has priced into the market an odds of 0% chance the Fed raises rates at the next FOMC meeting.
Zero?
The market anticipates that there's no chance they raise rates.
Well, so let's say they do. What do you suppose the market is going to do?
Then the market's going to have
some reaction.
Some reaction. And
probably, what, I don't know.
Probably negative.
Probably not good. It was going to be my guess. But
that's how we talk about rising interest rates. But we just haven't seen it yet. I don't know.
Well, we've seen a little. I mean, over the last year and a half, the overnight rate has gone up from 0.25 to, what are they now, 0.75 or something like that.
Maybe
1%. I'm not sure.
And the 10-year Treasury went from a little over a year ago, of 1.36 to currently a little under 2.2. It was up almost 2.5 for a little bit.
Well, you might remember the stat that I read, and I don't have it here with me, but on the 30-year, which I think is around 2.75, something like that. That if interest rates go up just 14 basis points, I'm doing this from memory.
That was right.
14 basis points from where they are here. Effectively, if you had to sell that 30-year bond, I mean, you're going to get basically nothing for it.
Well, you're going to get 2.75% less than you would have a year ago. So the total return for the year is going to be zero.
Zero.
Or the 0.14% interest rate. Because the duration, the risk involved with that particular movement was like 28. Meaning if interest rates were to rise 1% on a typical 30-year instrument right now, or 29, 28-year instrument, you would expect a movement down of 20 to 30% in the value of that bond. If I had a $10,000 bond, an interest rate movement of 1% of like maturities could drop that $10,000 current value down to
whatever it is.
It just way down. It takes a lot of interest to recoup that, or holding on to it for another 27, 28 years.
Just to get it back.
To get the current coupon rate, to get back to my original value.
So it's a challenge among planners and just individuals in general to figure out what to do with these, because you just the looming the specter of interest rates going up could mean that if you hold a 2% bond and all of a sudden interest rates are 3%, then obviously yours is not worth nearly as much as the new ones. And if you had to sell it, nobody's going to give you what the
price was.
Exactly. So you're going to lose money. Okay, let's see. Trivia. Don't want to skip the trivia. This from the fine people at the Federal Reserve. Remember them, the Fed?
Yeah, we were just speaking of them.
We sure were, not that long ago. In fact, it seems like it was a minute ago. Who said that the Fed tells us this? To reverse the $3.75 trillion increase in the Fed's balance sheet since early September 2008, the central bank may take the average $7.5 billion of Treasury notes and bonds it owns that will mature weekly through the end of 2018 and not reinvest the proceeds into new Treasury debt. So, Professor Plum, very quickly, this means that
when they say they're not going to reinvest, which it means that they're not going to issue new bonds.
Right. So it's like buying stock back and not issuing the stock out to the public again.
The bond is maturing, so the federal government's going to pay the face amount to the bondholder. And by not reinvesting, what they're saying is they're not going to give you the option to buy another bond.
Of buying another bond. Exactly. They're trying to make them more scarce is what this does. It's like QE. I mean, that's supposedly what it does, right? It's a company buying back its own stock, and it's not going to reissue it. Now, in the case of a bond, there's nothing to buy back because you just simply swap your bond for the money that's already there.
You issue a new bond.
Right. There's no new money created to pay it off. It's just so I don't know, frankly, what good it's going to do. Why would you want to reverse? We have added, what did I say, $3.75 trillion into the economy since September of 2008. Why would we want to reverse that?
Why not do another?
Leave it alone.
30-year bond at 2.5%. I mean, when you're a borrower, if you really were worried about fiscal responsibility, if you're a borrower, don't you want to lock in a really low rate for a really long time? That's what borrowers want to do.
You see, the
investors want to lock in a really high rate for a really long time. Or, you know, but it
doesn't make sense, but it's because people don't understand how financing works on the federal level. Out of time. If you need Professor Plum, any Lucia Capital Group advisor, talk to them about your financial future, your retirement. 800-644-1150, the off-air number. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean, the Spucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.